Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching, focusing on being salt and light in the world, was recorded at our Summer Family Bible Conference and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
And you know, it's been so long since I was out in just the secular world that I don't have any real current examples of this, but I can tell you that every time I've ever worked a secular job, every time I've ever been in the Army and any of these kind of things, I mean, it didn't take very long before everybody knew where I stood. I remember when I got drafted and sent into Vietnam, the very first night that we were drafted, and they, put us on these buses and drove us to El Paso, Texas, to Fort Bliss, Texas. That's the most misnamed place on the face of the earth. There's nothing blissful about Fort Bliss, Texas. And I remember the very first night, here was 200 people in a room, bunks in a room, and none of us knew each other. We had all been thrown together. We were all headed to Vietnam. We knew that many of us were going to die. And when they turned off the lights, there were people crying. There was guys crying. I was 19 when I was drafted. There were 17-year-olds that were in that room. And we were all headed off to war. And you could hear people crying and things going on. And then there were some people that started cussing and doing things and doing all of this. And you know what? The very first night that I was in the Army, the lights were off, and man, people got mad, and there were people blaspheming God and doing all kinds of things, and man, I was sitting there quoting Scripture. I was quoting Scripture out loud. And they'd say, "Who said that?" And I'd just get quiet. And they'd turn on the lights, and they'd go around and look who it was. And then turn the lights off, and I'd go back to quoting Scripture. I did that a bunch. And you know what? From the very first night in the Army, people started knowing where I stand. And before long, we had 200 people that were in a company, and I started witnessing to people and just telling them about the Lord. And the drill sergeants found out about it. And so you know what they did? They would take me, and we had like 4 or 5 classes a day plus all of the physical training and other things, but you'd sit down and learn things. And every time we started a class, the drill sergeant would have me come stand in front of the class, 200 people, and he'd ask somebody to come up and tell the most ungodly, vile thing that you could imagine. On weekends, they'd give passes and people would go out to all the prostitutes. And they'd have me stand there and they'd have somebody talk about his experience with the prostitute and what it was like and describe it in detail. And the drill sergeant would have me stand there 4 times a day for 8 weeks every single day. And he'd just say, "I loved it." They called me preacher. They said, "Preacher, we love to see you blush." And I'd just stand there, and they'd make fun of me and ridicule me, and they'd say things like, "You hate me, don't you?" And I'd say, "No, I don't hate you. I'm praying for you. I'm believing God that He's going to change your life." And did you know, I mean, everybody there knew where I stood. And because of it, I got to witness to every single person in that place. There was people that got born again. We had race riots. There were people, I was the only white guy that didn't get sent to the infirmary. There were people, there was 2 people killed during the time that I was there by our own guys over race issues. And you know what? The guy who was the head of this, his name was Duck, and he was a pimp in the world. And he was a black guy, but his dad was a preacher. And when I witnessed to him, his dad was a Southern Baptist preacher, and he knew what the truth was, and he got convicted in his heart, and he respected me, even though he was living a lifestyle totally contrary, and he would just be cussing and blaspheming God, and he'd walk around the corner and see me, and he says, "Oh, I'm sorry, preacher," and he had asked me for forgiveness. And you know, there was another guy there that hated my guts, and he was the platoon sergeant over that platoon, and he put me on latrine duty and made me clean the toilets twice a day, every day. And he just did that to just rub salt in my wound. And this guy, Duck, the pimp, found out about it and beat the snot out of this other guy. And because he was treating me that way, and I was the only guy after a short time that didn't have latrine duty because the pimp was protecting me. And he got drunk one night and he incited this race riot, and they just started at the other end and they took every white guy out and started beating their heads, and blood flowed so much that it clogged up the drains and you could slosh through the blood in the thing. And they sent like 30-something guys to the infirmary. And when this guy got over to me, he reached down and grabbed me by the shirt, and then he recognized who I was and he just threw me back on the bunk and he went over and laid down, and that was the end of the riot. God protected me. And some people say, well, man, but they made fun of you. They had you stand up. You know, I just saved my life. I tell you what, I'd a lot rather be the way that I am than to sit there and hide things. I tell you what, God will make you look good. If you'll stand up, you can do it in love, but God will make you look good. And yes, there's people that will hate you. I've been kidnapped. I've been threatened to be killed. I've had bad things happen to me, but you know what? I've been blessed. You saw last night, there was a lot of people that love me, and I've got friends all around the world, and good things have happened. It's worth the effort. I'd highly recommend it. I just think it's a shame. And again, I'm not saying this to condemn you, but until you realize the problem, there's no chance that you're going to change. But I think it would be a shame for people to know you and then someday stand before God and say, well, nobody ever shared with me. I never knew. And yet they might be with somebody who's a Spirit-filled Christian. And the whole time they're dying of sickness and they're grieving and they're struggling and they're praying, God, if you're real, send somebody across my path. And they work next to you. And you've never said anything. You know what? I'm not saying this to condemn you, but that's wrong. That's wrong. We've got to start letting our light shine. We got to start reaching people. And I tell you what, it's awesome when God uses you. Some of you have never had the blessing of seeing God use you to literally raise somebody from the dead, or blind eyes open, or somebody born again, or families put back together. And I tell you what, it becomes addictive. There is nothing, the greatest thing outside of knowing God personally is helping share with somebody else and seeing their life change. And there's some of you that have never known that joy. And yet I guarantee you, this is what we're here for. We're the salt of the earth. We're the light of the world. This is what God made you for. And there are many of us that the reason that you aren't feeling fulfilled and that you aren't feeling excited about your life is because you're trying to find fulfillment in promotions and in the size of your house and in the type of car that you drive. And that's not what gives you pleasure. There might be a momentary pleasure, some satisfaction in that. But I tell you what, when you find out what it's like to let your life be used to change somebody else, that's what life is all about. It's in losing your life. It's in laying your life down and seeing other people changed that God really gives you life. And the reason that some of you are bland and that your life isn't exciting and that you wouldn't recommend it to other people is because you aren't being the salt and the light that you're intended to be. I tell you, if you become a true Christian that starts manifesting forth the light and the glory of God, and if you take a stand, you will never say that life is boring. If God is flowing through you, I guarantee you it is going to be like a roller coaster. Fasten your seatbelt and hold on, because God will take you places. There will be things happening in your life that I guarantee you it's always going to be exciting. It may not always be thrilling, but it will be exciting. And there is such a satisfaction in knowing that, you know, you're right where you're supposed to be. You know, let me give you this one other example. I've mentioned before that every year I go to Charlotte, North Carolina, and there's a guy who has me come speak in his business. And I gave that story about the woman who was trying to commit suicide, and she wanted me to pray for her marriage. And I say, you need to forget your marriage. You need to get saved. Well, that same place, I went back there a couple of years ago, and I spoke to all of the employees, and after I got through ministering to them and everything, I was getting ready to leave, and there was a woman in this front office, one of the secretaries, And she was like an Asian lady. I don't know exactly what nation, but she was Asian. And she wasn't in the group. And so I just went in and introduced myself to her and told her who I was. And I said, I didn't see you back there with the group. And she says, well, what happened back there? She says, they left me up here to answer the phones. And I said, well, I've been coming here for a number of years. I'm a preacher, and the boss just lets the clock run, and I talk to people about the Lord. And she, man, her eyes got big, and she looked at me, and she says, so what religion are you? And I said, I'm a Christian. And she says, you must be the guy. And I said, well, what do you mean? And she said, last night, she says, I'm a Hindu, I believe is what she was, Buddhist or Hindu, anyway, some religion like that. And she said, last night I was praying and going through my mantra and all of the stuff that she does. And she says, I just stopped in the middle. And she says, this isn't real. She said, this isn't right. She says, God, I know that there is a God, but I don't know who you are. You aren't the God of the Buddhist or the Hindu or whatever it was. And she says, if you would the real God please reveal himself to me? I want to know who the real God is. And she said, this ball of light came and stood in front of her, and it was overpowering, and she felt the presence of God, and she says, I knew it was God. And she says, God, who are you? And she had a voice say, tomorrow I'm going to send you a man who'll tell you who I am. And man, she says, you're the man. And I said, you're right, I am the man, amen. So I got to share with her and tell her about Jesus. She got born again and spirit-filled. And you know what? I left there thinking, thank you, Jesus, that he knew that I'd share with this lady and that he trusted me enough to be able to say that I'll send you somebody who'll tell you about me. I'll tell you what, man, that's more exciting than getting a new car. That's more exciting than watching as your stomach turns on the television.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on how to make a difference by being salt and light in the world. This teaching series was recorded at our 2008 Summer Family Bible Conference in Colorado. It's available in an 8-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Request series RM230 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The fourth CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the fourth teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I want to thank those of you who are partners with us and helping us to get the gospel truth out. You know, we now reach over 60 million homes in the U.S. and 160 million homes outside of the U.S. And I tell you, I'm excited. People's lives are being changed. But there's much more to do. And those of you who have benefited from this program and yet have never become a regular partner with us, I'd like to ask you to pray about doing so. There are millions and millions of people that we need to reach with this gospel truth, and we can't do it without you. So I ask you to pray about it, and then as God directs you, become a regular partner with Andrew Womack Ministries.